Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
In a world full of people that are trying to use you and drain you of your energy and attention, sometimes it can be kind of hard to tell, do they actually like me and care about me, or are they just trying to take something from me or steal my energy? Well, don't worry, because in this video, I'm going to explain to you how you can tell if someone actually likes you or if they're just trying to use you. The first and most obvious way to tell how someone really feels about you is how they talk about you when you're not around. So how do they talk about you to other people? How do they describe you to their friends? How do they describe you to their family? How do they talk about you to you? Do they constantly make fun of you? Do they constantly tease you in a way that feels very negative or hurtful? Or are they constantly trying to build you up? When someone actually likes you, they want the best for you. Maybe they tease you, right? Everyone has their personalities. Some people are a little bit more blunt. Some people are a little rougher around the edges. But you'll be able to see with their actions, like how they actually feel about you. Are they trying to help you? Do they think about you? Do they show you things that could be helpful to you? Do they recommend restaurants to you? Do they give you advice on things that is actually helpful and productive? Do they put you in situations where other people are going to treat you well? Or do they put you in situations where they know other people are going to mistreat you, right? Maybe they aren't brave enough to show you to your face that they don't like you, but they know someone else doesn't like you and someone else doesn't have a problem treating you bad. So maybe they become friends with that person and constantly bring you around that person, so you almost have to like suffer being in their presence, but they still pretend to like care about you and be your friend. When you're in groups with other people, are they constantly putting negative attention on you or positive attention on you? Are they trying to boost themselves up in your expense and making you feel bad? You'll clearly be able to tell if they really like you or if they're just trying to use you for your energy and use you to boost themselves up. Another way to tell if someone really likes you is the types of conversations that you have. What are those conversations about? Do they ever ask you questions about you, or are they always talking about themselves? Because if they're always talking about themselves, they never ask you any questions about you, and they're just constantly getting you to help them and support them, but they're not reciprocating, then that is a one-sided relationship. And chances are, they don't actually like you enough or care about you enough to prioritize you in that way. So some people are more selfish than others, but when someone cares about you, they're going to want to know things about you. They're going to want to be curious about you. What do you do for fun? Oh, what do you do for work? Oh, how was your day today? Oh, what did you do this weekend? Like, they're genuinely going to be interested in you and your life because they care about you. But when someone's just trying to drain you of your energy and they don't really like you that much, they don't really care what you did today. They don't really care what you did last week. They don't really care to call you or to text you every day. They don't really care to check on you or to genuinely see if you're okay. They don't care. They don't care enough to ask, and they're more likely going to talk to you when it's convenient for them and when they're going to get something out of it. So relationships can be two ways, right? One person is getting something out of it, another person is also getting something out of it. There needs to be a balance there. If it's one-sided, something is wrong. There is something wrong with the relationship, and one person needs to reevaluate what they're doing. The third way to tell if someone actually likes you or if they're just trying to use you, it's a little bit more subtle, but it's actually the way that they look at you. So try to catch them staring at you sometimes, or maybe when you're in groups, how do they glance at you? How do they move their face around you? Like, what are their facial reactions when you're talking? Like, when you're telling them about something positive that happened to you, can you see their facial expressions? Can you see if they're actually smiling the whole time at you and so excited that something good happened to you? Or when you tell them something good happened, are they like, you know, like they fake a smile a little bit, or for a second you can almost catch them like frown a little bit, or you could tell that they're kind of annoyed about it a little bit. And then maybe they check back in and they're like, oh yeah, like that's so good, good for you. And then maybe they just change the subject right away and try not to talk about it too much, because it genuinely hurts them to see you win. You can also see this in the reverse. If you tell them about something bad that's happening to you, do they kind of get excited about it? Are they like smiling about it, right? Why are they excited about something bad happening to you? Or maybe they're not happy about it, but they want to keep talking about it. They just won't change the subject. They want to ask you all the details. Oh, okay, and then what happened? Oh, and then what happened after that? And then what did they say? And then what did you say? It's almost like they want to hear every single detail about this horrible situation that happened to you. And it's almost like they're kind of excited to hear about it. It's like interesting to them, right? So you're gonna have to be able to tell the difference between that versus someone genuinely asking you because they wanna know and they're curious and they care about you. You'll be able to tell based on the way they're looking at you, based off their facial expressions and the way that they're speaking to you, and then based off the way that they act afterwards. So if they keep bringing it up afterwards in a negative way, then you know that they're just trying to bring you down. But if they bring it up again, because they're trying to give you advice or because they're trying to like help you in some way, then you know, okay, they actually like me and they're trying to help me. Every situation is different. It's not always gonna be black and white. Yes, they like me, or no, they don't like me. Sometimes people have love-hate feelings towards you. Maybe they wanna like you, but they're jealous of you, or maybe they wanna hate you, but there's something about you that they're attracted to. Either way, it's important that you're able to identify these people, and you don't have to cut them off if they don't actually like you, but keep them at a distance. Don't give them so much access to your life, because then they're gonna be able to sabotage you, right? If you've watched any of my videos on dealing with evil eye or jealousy or envy, then you already know, like, it's all about focusing on yourself and not letting other people take your power away. You already have all the tools you need. If you want to work with me, or you want to download any of my ebooks or guides, or you want to work with me one-on-one to manifest your goals, all the links are in the description. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.
Everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Four seasons greetings to you all.